Track 17. And our final article is from Mike Liggins, the TV star who has happy memories of springtime on the Broads.
18 months on from leaving the BBC, people occasionally ask me if I miss it. The answer is, I miss the good bits. I miss some of the people and I miss making films about lovely people and places. When I think back now, I can remember making a lot of films on the Broads and the images start to flash through my mind. One image in particular is fixed in my brain. It was the late 90s and I was working for a regional programme called Out and About. Making a film about a day out on the Broads, I borrowed a motor cruiser and in some beautiful spring weather, the crew and I were heading down the River Waveney towards Lowestoft. Out of nowhere, a Marsh Harrier swooped down and flew alongside the boat for a while. This big, beautiful bird wanted to see what we were up to, and the cameraman, Duncan Fairs, managed to get a fantastic close-up of it. I do miss moments like that. On the same trip, we paid a visit to the now defunct Sailing Craft Museum at Oulton Broad and filmed a sequence of me sailing a Chinese junk, of all things. It was huge, and although I'm no expert, I can remember it was really hard to manoeuvre. For comic effect, we also put me in a tiny coracle, which I couldn't steer, so I just bobbed about on the Broad instead. Over the years, I must have been on every type of waterborne craft there is. Wherries, paddle steamers, sailing yachts, various. Day boats, canoes and paddle boards, to name just a few. All wonderful memories. The wildlife on the Broads is amazing, of course. And if that's your thing, I'd recommend the Norfolk Wildlife Trust's reserve at Hickling Broad. A boat trip at Hickling is a special thing indeed. Or how about meandering slowly among the reeds? The Broads Authority run trips from Howe Hill on an electric boat, and that too is magical. Like everything else, the Broads has changed a lot in the past 40 years. I recently found a Facebook group called Norfolk Broads Everyday Photos, Videos and Wildlife, and it does what it says on the tin. There are lots of lovely photographs of the Broads, of the boats, the people, the wildlife and the landscape. There's a fair amount of nostalgia in there too, with members posting pictures of family holidays in years gone by. And I do like seeing photographs of those lovely old wooden motor cruisers. Too costly to maintain. There aren't many of them left now, sadly. As a family, we've had many happy holidays on the Broads. I love the peace and quiet of the Broads and the idea that you can be close to civilization, but feel you're a million miles away from it at the same time. The children loved getting a boat when they were small, jumping on and off to brew up or to stop for a picnic. We all remember one very chilly Easter trip when we all slept in our clothes and woolly hats because it was so cold. On another occasion, I also remember my wife, Jeanette, trying to moor our boat at Salhouse Broad. It was busy, so we had to back up and moor end on, as it were. She's a very good driver normally, but on this occasion, Jeanette forgot that boats don't have brakes, and she slammed into the bank at such a rate that all the teacups fell off the galley work surface. Happily, the boat wasn't damaged, but I guess they're built to withstand such dodgy seamanship. You do have to be careful on the Broads. I remember several moments filming and with the family which weren't quite so funny as Jeanette's Salhouse incident. Any type of water can, if you're unlucky, be unforgiving. So if you are venturing out this spring, do take care. But the Broads are a filmmaker's paradise. And although I do miss the BBC, I'm hoping my new freelance career will take me there soon.